When AI models stop working, a deep dive into robotic system debugging and architecture. Introduction, the engineering detective story. Picture this, you arrive at work, grab your coffee, essential infrastructure, as our developer noted, and discover that three AI models that worked perfectly yesterday are now completely failing at inference. Not degraded performance, not occasional hiccups, but complete failure. Your robot can't pick up cardboard anymore, despite having a reasonable loss of 0.04 on your ACT model. This is the kind of problem that separates senior engineers from junior ones, the ability to systematically debug complex, interconnected systems where multiple components could be at fault. Today, we're going to walk through a masterclass in systems debugging, architectural analysis, and the deep technical challenges of building production robotic systems. We'll examine how to approach mysterious failures in AI model inference, dive deep into Docker architecture patterns that actually matter, explore the subtleties of dataset management in robotics, and understand the intricate dance between robot state management and model transitions. This isn't just a debugging story, it's a blueprint for understanding how modern robotic systems are architected, where they fail, and how experienced engineers think through complex technical problems. We'll build understanding from first principles, then dive deep into the Atlas Robotics codebase architecture, examining real-world trade-offs and design decisions. The mystery, when models fall out of the data manifold. Let's start with the fundamental question. Why would three previously working AI models suddenly fail at inference? This isn't just an interesting puzzle. Understanding this failure mode teaches us about the deeper architecture of how AI models interact with robotic systems. Understanding the data manifold concept. Before we can understand the failure, we need to build a mental model of what it means for a model to fall out of the data manifold. Think of your training data as existing in a high-dimensional space. The data manifold is the region where your real, valid data lives. During training, your model learns to navigate this manifold, making predictions that stay within the bounds of realistic, physically feasible robot actions. When we observe jitter in predictions and models getting into unrecoverable state until validation set pulls it back to safe state, we're seeing a classic manifold departure problem. The model has learned a policy that generates actions outside the realm of what's physically reasonable or what it was trained on. This is particularly dangerous in robotics because unsafe actions can damage hardware or create unstable control loops. The AT architecture and its failure modes, the action chunking with transformers, ACT, model architecture introduces specific vulnerabilities that explain our symptoms. ACT predicts sequences of future actions rather than single time steps, which makes it more efficient but also more prone to compounding errors. When an ACT model starts predicting actions that deviate from the training distribution, each subsequent prediction in the chunk builds on that deviation, creating the jitter we observed. The key insight here is that a loss of 0.04 can be misleading in robotics applications. Unlike language models where we care about perplexity across tokens, robotics models need to maintain physical feasibility constraints. A small numerical error in joint angles or gripper positions can translate to catastrophic physical failures. The model might be minimizing loss while learning policies that are fundamentally unexecutable. Systematic elimination, the engineer's approach. The debugging methodology employed here demonstrates sophisticated systems thinking. Rather than randomly trying fixes, our engineer systematically eliminated potential causes. First, hardware validation. Running the prediction viewer confirmed that the hardware responds correctly to AI model commands. This eliminates the entire robotic control stack, servo controllers, joint drivers, sensor feedback loops, as potential sources of failure. This single test rules out probably 40% of the potential failure modes. Second, cache invalidation. Confirming models aren't loading from stale cache eliminates another major class of bugs. In machine learning systems, stale model weights or cached predictions can create incredibly confusing failure modes where you think you're testing a new model, but you're actually running an old one. The remaining suspects point to fundamental issues in model training or data quality, the hardest problems to debug because they require understanding the learning dynamics themselves. The two prime suspects, IK modifications and dataset merger, inverse kinematics integration, when control theory meets deep learning. The timing correlation between IK modifications and model failure suggests a fundamental incompatibility between classical robotics control and learned policies. Let's understand why this matters architecturally. Inverse kinematics transforms desired end effector poses into joint angles. When you modify IK algorithms, you're changing the fundamental mapping between what the AI model predicts and what the robot actually executes. If your model learned to predict actions under one IK regime, switching to a different IK algorithm can make all those learned actions invalid. Think about this more deeply. The model learned a policy that says, when I see this visual scene, I should output these action parameters. But if those action parameters now get interpreted differently by the IK solver, the same visual input produces completely different robot behavior. It's like training someone to drive on the left side of the road, then suddenly changing all the steering wheels to reverse their input mapping. This suggests that action space consistency is a critical architectural principle for robotics AI systems. Any modifications to how actions are interpreted by the control system must be accompanied by model retraining or careful action space translation layers. Dataset merger. The hidden corruption problem dataset merging in robotics is far more complex than simply concatenating files. Each demonstration in a robotics dataset contains temporal dependencies, coordinate frame assumptions, and implicit environmental conditions that must be preserved. The merger operation described could introduce several failure modes. Temporal coherence breaking. If the merger shuffles or reorders demonstrations, temporal patterns that the model relies on disappear. ACT models are particularly sensitive to this because they learn to predict action sequences based on visual temporal patterns. Coordinate frame inconsistencies. Different data collection sessions might have slight differences in camera calibration, robot base positioning, or workspace setup. When merged naively, these create inconsistencies that confuse the learning algorithm. Data distribution shift. Merging datasets from different time periods might introduce gradual shifts in lighting, object positioning, or even robot behavior that create multimodal distributions the model can't learn effectively. The proposed systematic testing approach, training on clean data, then on merged data, is the correct way to isolate this variable. This kind of methodical experimentation separates experienced ML engineers from novices. Docker architecture. Why volume mounting order matters? Let's shift to a seemingly mundane but actually quite sophisticated infrastructure insight, the Docker volume mounting optimization that achieved cleaner development workflows. Understanding Docker volume overlays. The key insight is in this mounting order. Bash v dubbed slash workspace v atlas slash slash workspace slash vinv. This creates a volume overlay where the named volume atlas vinv takes precedence over the bind mount at workspace slash vinv. This is a sophisticated use of Docker's union file system behavior. Here's why this matters architecturally. Python virtual environments contain absolute path references and compiled bytecode that's tied to specific file system locations. When you bind mount your host directory into the container, you're exposing the host's .venv to the container, which can cause permissions conflicts, path resolution issues, and the need for manual cleanup. The overlay approach creates a clean separation of concerns. Your source code remains synchronized between host and container via the bind mount, while the Python environment remains isolated in the container via the named volume. This prevents the container from accessing the host.vvenv while maintaining full source code synchronization. This pattern is actually quite general and applies to any development environment where you have 1. Source code that should be synchronized bind mount, 2. Build artifacts or environments that should be isolated, named volume overlay, container management and process control. The debugging command docker exec atlas dev pkill-term chef main rost py reveals something important about the Atlas system architecture. The fact that they need to kill specific Python processes by name suggests that 1. Robot operating system integration runs as a long-lived process inside the container. 2. There isn't a single entry point that cleanly manages all sub-processes. 3. The system uses ROS's distributed process model with multiple interconnected nodes. This pattern is common in robotic systems where you have multiple processes handling different aspects: sensor data, control loops, AI inference, etc. The ability to selectively terminate processes without destroying the entire container is crucial for development workflows. Training optimization. Achieving 4x speedup. The 4x training speed improvement deserves deep analysis because it represents the kind of compound optimization that separates professional ML engineering from academic experimentation. The performance stack. The improvements mentioned include dataset loading in RAM, eliminates disk I/O bottlenecks during training, mixed precision training, reduces memory bandwidth and computation requirements, optimized learning rates and batch sizes, better hardware utilization and convergence properties. Let's understand why each matters. RAM-based dataset loading addresses the fact that robotics datasets are typically dominated by image data, which creates massive I/O bottlenecks when loaded from disk repeatedly. By preloading into RAM, you transform training from I/O bound to compute bound, which is what modern GPUs are optimized for. Mixed precision training uses 16-bit floating point for forward passes and 32-bit for backward passes. In vision-based robotics models, this typically provides 1.5 2x speedups with minimal accuracy loss because the visual features are naturally robust to reduced precision, while the gradient updates still need full precision for numerical stability. Learning rate and batch size optimization is where expertise really shows. Larger batch sizes improve GPU utilization, but can hurt convergence. The optimal batch size for robotics applications is often constrained by GPU memory when dealing with high-resolution images and action sequences. Finding the right balance requires understanding both the hardware characteristics and the learning dynamics. The fast training script architecture. The creation of a dedicated fast training script suggests a separation of concerns between experimentation and production training. This is excellent engineering practice, having different scripts optimized for different use cases rather than trying to make one script handle everything. The fast training script likely implements aggressive optimizations that might not be suitable for careful hyperparameter exploration, but are perfect for validation and iteration cycles during development. Robot state management, the hidden complexity. Now let's dive into one of the most complex aspects of the Atlas system, robot state management during model transitions. This is where the abstractions of AI meet the reality of physical systems. The state consistency problem. The bug description reveals a fundamental challenge: robot state inconsistency when switching between models, gripper and arms not maintaining state during model transitions. This problem exists because robotic systems have multiple sources of truth for robot state. 1. The physical robot's actual joint positions, hardware truth. 2. The control system's belief about joint positions, software truth. 3. The AI model's internal representation of the robot state, model truth. When you switch models, you need to ensure all three remain consistent. If the new model assumes the robot starts in a different configuration than it actually occupies, the first predictions will be wrong and potentially dangerous. State machine architecture patterns. Proper robot state management requires thinking in terms of state machines. The robot should have clear states like idle, safe, known configuration, executing model, currently following AI model commands, transitioning, safely moving between model configurations, error, recovery state when inconsistencies are detected. The transition between models should follow a protocol. 1. Signal current model to reach safe state. 2. Record actual robot configuration. 3. Initialize new model with current configuration. 4. Verify consistency before enabling new model. The gripper state problem. Grippers are particularly tricky because they often have binary state, open-closed with continuous control, position within open-closed range. When switching models, you need to preserve both the discrete state, is it grasping something, and the continuous state, how wide is it open? The mention of avoid defaulting to zero positions suggests the system was naive about state initialization, simply setting all joints to default values rather than reading actual current positions. This is dangerous in robotics because it can cause sudden, large movements that damage equipment or drop objects. UI architecture and event handling. The UI hanging issues reveal interesting architectural challenges in building responsive interfaces for robotic systems. The model selection race condition, the bug where UI hangs when clicking model first, then AI mode, suggests a race condition in the event handling system. Let's think through what's probably happening. 1. User clicks model selection. 2. UI initiates model loading, potentially slow operation. 3. User clicks AI mode before model loading completes. 4. AI mode tries to use a model that isn't ready yet. 5. System hangs waiting for the model to be available. This is a classic example of asynchronous operation coordination gone wrong. The UI should either disable dependent actions until prerequisites are ready, queue operations and execute them in proper order, show loading states that clearly communicate what's happening, upload validation architecture. The note that name check should occur before upload, not after, points to a user experience anti-pattern. Validating inputs after expensive operations like file uploads creates frustrating user experiences and wastes computational resources. The correct architecture separates cheap validations, name checks, format validation, size checks, from expensive operations, file uploads, processing. Cheap validations should happen immediately on user input, while expensive operations should only happen after all cheap validations pass. Dataset architecture and pipeline design. The systematic approach to dataset testing reveals sophisticated thinking about data pipeline architecture in robotics. The three-test protocol. The planned testing approach, clean dataset, merged dataset comparison, and overall data quality analysis demonstrates understanding of experimental design principles. Each test isolates a single variable while controlling for others. This methodology is particularly important in robotics because data quality issues manifest differently than in other ML domains. A corrupted image in a language dataset might just slightly hurt performance, but a corrupted robot demonstration can teach dangerous behaviors. Metadata-driven quality assessment. The mention of compare metadata between correct and merged datasets suggests the system maintains rich metadata about data collection conditions. This is crucial for robotics datasets where context matters enormously. Lighting conditions, object positions, robot configuration, even ambient vibrations can affect data quality. Effective robotics data pipelines need to track and validate collection environment, lighting, background, workspace setup, robot configuration, joint limits, calibration state, wear patterns, temporal factors, time of day, ambient conditions, operator consistency, data quality metrics, image sharpness, action smoothness, success rates, performance optimization, and resource management. The broader context of resource management, 21,000 on cloud budget, H200 access requests, canceled run pods, reveals the economic realities of AI development in robotics. Cloud cost optimization strategy. The decision to cancel run pods while maintaining 84% budget suggests sophisticated cost management. This likely means elastic scaling, only spinning up expensive resources when actively needed, local development, using cheaper resources for development and expensive resources for critical training, batch optimization, grouping expensive operations to maximize utilization. The H200 access request, specifically for faster inference, suggests understanding of the different compute requirements for training versus inference. Training benefits from massive parallel computation, while inference needs low latency single example processing. Hardware procurement strategy. Ordering a Linux laptop for Marcel while managing cloud resources shows a hybrid strategy. Local development capabilities combined with cloud-based heavy computation. This is optimal for robotics because it allows fast iteration cycles on local hardware, physical robot integration that requires local compute, expensive training offloaded to cloud when needed. Testing infrastructure and code quality. The testing improvements, PyTest markers, fixed failing tests, merged to main, demonstrate engineering maturity that's often overlooked in AI projects. Test categorization strategy. Adding PyTest markers for long tests suggests understanding that test suite architecture needs to support different workflows. Fast tests, run on every commit to catch regressions quickly. Integration tests, verify component interactions work correctly. Long tests, comprehensive validation that runs less frequently. In robotics, this categorization is even more important because you often have unit tests, pure software logic. Hardware in the loop tests require actual robot hardware. End-to-end tests, full system validation with real tasks. Git workflow sophistication. The fast-forward merge versus rebase understanding shows version control maturity. The key insight that fast-forward merges preserve exact commit history, while rebases generate new commit hashes, matters for debugging because it affects the ability to correlate code changes with performance regressions. In AI robotics projects, this history preservation is crucial because model performance can be affected by seemingly unrelated changes, and being able to trace exact code lineage helps debug mysterious failures. Systems integration and ROS architecture. The mention of mainROS.py and the need to kill specific ROS processes reveals the underlying distributed systems architecture of the Atlas platform. ROS integration patterns, RS, robot operating system, is inherently a microservices architecture where different nodes handle different responsibilities: sensor data collection, motor control, AI inference, logging, etc. The fact that Atlas integrates with this suggests a hybrid architecture. ROS nodes handle real-time robot control and sensor integration. Python processes handle AI inference and higher-level logic. Web UI provides human interface and system monitoring. This separation is architecturally sound because it isolates the real-time requirements of robot control from the batch processing requirements of AI inference. Process lifecycle management. The need to selectively kill processes suggests the system doesn't have sophisticated process orchestration. In production systems, you'd expect service discovery, health checking, and graceful shutdown protocols. The manual process killing suggests development stage tooling that prioritizes flexibility over robustness. Architectural lessons and future considerations. Looking at the Atlas system holistically, several architectural patterns and anti-patterns emerge that teach broader lessons about robotic system design. The consistency challenge, multiple consistency issues, robot state during model transitions, UI state during operations, dataset integrity during merging, point to distributed state management as a central challenge. Robotic systems are inherently distributed. Hardware, control software, AI models, UI, and maintaining consistency across these boundaries is difficult. The solution requires thinking about consistency boundaries and state ownership. Each component should have clear responsibility for certain aspects of state, with well-defined protocols for state-state synchronization and conflict resolution. The testing pyramid in robotics. The progression from unit tests to hardware integration reveals the testing pyramid for robotics is more complex than traditional software. Unit tests, pure algorithmic logic. Simulation tests, physics and dynamics validation. Hardware integration tests, sensor and actuator verification. Task completion tests, end-to-end behavior validation. Each level has different cost, speed, and coverage characteristics, requiring careful balance. Performance versus reliability trade-offs. The 4x training speed-up and the model inference failures represent the classic performance versus reliability trade-off. Aggressive optimizations can introduce subtle bugs or reduce robustness to edge cases. The key is staged optimization. Get correctness first, then optimize performance while maintaining robust testing. Conclusion. Systems thinking in robotics AI. What makes this debugging story particularly valuable is how it demonstrates systems thinking applied to AI robotics. The problems weren't isolated failures. They were interconnected issues spanning data pipelines, model architecture, robot control, UI design, and infrastructure management. The systematic approach, eliminating variables, testing hypotheses, maintaining detailed logs, represents the kind of engineering discipline required to build production robotics systems. These aren't just research prototypes. They're systems that need to work reliably in real environments with real consequences for failure. The architectural insights we've explored, from Docker volume overlays to robot state management to dataset pipeline design, represent the accumulated knowledge of building complex systems at the intersection of AI and robotics. Each insight addresses real problems that occur when theoretical models meet physical reality. As we move toward more sophisticated robotic systems, these integration challenges will only become more complex. Understanding how to debug them, architect around them, and systematically improve them is what separates successful robotics engineering teams from those that remain stuck in prototype phase. The key takeaway isn't the specific solutions to these problems, it's the methodology for approaching complex system failures and the architectural patterns that help prevent them in the first place. That's the foundation for building the next generation of intelligent robotic systems.